the splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all sing, how great is our God? The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God? Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great is our God? You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Another day that was not given, a day that was not promised, but another day that you made just for me. I'm so grateful, God, that you are mindful of me. And I'm so grateful that, Lord, when I was powerless, when I was filled with sin, you allowed your Son to die on the cross for my sin. God, it's so awesome to know that a righteous man would, he may He may possibly die for someone. I mean, a righteous man may die for someone, but dying for someone that was filled with sin, that was overcome by sin, that was overwhelmed by sin, I don't think a righteous man would die, consider to die for someone that was a wretch like me. But your word declares that you commended your love towards us, that while we were yet in sin, you died for me. I'm so grateful for your sacrifice. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful, God, that you didn't place limits on qualifying for your great love. You didn't tell me that I had to act right before you loved me. You didn't tell me that I had to live right before you loved me. You didn't tell me that I had to be rich, that I had to be poor, that I had to be dark, that I had to be bright. Lord, you didn't put any restrictions on your love. And I'm so grateful, God, that your love, it never fails. Your love never runs out on me. I'm grateful because your love overcomes a multitude of sin. Your great and infinite love, your great and mighty love, your great and awesome love, God, your love never fails, God. And so I'm grateful for your love today, for your love allowed me to rise on this morning, for it was love that you had mercy upon me yet again another day. Lord, sin I have not done, God, but I'm thankful, God, that you could have called my name. But because you still have plans for my life today, because you still have things for me to do, but because you still have great things in store for me, Lord, and you have not fulfilled all of the promises that you have spoken into my life, Lord, you have allowed me to see another day. And so, Lord, since you have blessed me to see this day, Father, I pray that you would order my footsteps right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any sickness in me or anyone under the sound of my voice, I declare healing right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, we plead the blood, Lord. It will be hard today to walk in this walk and do this life, oh God, this thing that you have for us to do called life, oh God, with sickness in our body, oh God, and even with the thorn in our flesh. I'm grateful, God, that your grace is sufficient, but God, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripe or with your stripes we can declare our healing. It's already done, God. The headache, God, it's already gone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The sickness in my body, God, it's already gone. It's already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. The aches here and the pains here, God, it's already healed by the wound in your side in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now those things that made me not as though they were. I'm walking in authority, God, today, and I'm walking in the power that you've given me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you have given me power in my tongue to speak, God, life over myself and life over those that are connected to me, God, and I speak life and not death right now in the name of Jesus, because there's life in you. You came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And Lord, I'm determined to live today. I'm not looking to die, but Lord, I'm going to live everywhere I go and in everything that I do. Lord, I'm going to live at work. I'm going to live at church. I'm going to live at home. I'm going to live when I go to the bank. I'm going to live when I'm around my children. Lord, I'm going to live when I'm around my spouse or my loved one. Lord, I speak life over everyone under the sound of my voice. And Lord, I speak life over those that are connected to us. Lord, I speak life over my children. The enemy will not steal them. He will not have the last laugh. He will not get the victory over my children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will not get the last laugh over my finances. Lord, I speak life over my finances right now in the name of Jesus. The devil won't get the last laugh over my coworkers. I speak life over my coworkers right now in the name of Jesus. Over the stranger, God, that I walk by today, God, he's not going to get the last laugh. The devil is not going to get the last laugh, because I speak life over the stranger that you will allow me to speak life into today in the name of Jesus. You came that we might have life. And we don't have to live any old regular life. I'm grateful, God. Grateful for your love. Grateful for another chance to say yes. And grateful, God, that you are a God that makes the impossible possible. And I'm so grateful, God, that you allow me to be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, that is impossible according to man. Because sometimes, God, there's things that come our way that makes it impossible. Life can become impossible. Work can become impossible. Our relationships can become impossible. Our financial outlook on life can become impossible. But, Lord, with you, all things are possible. Lord, you said if we would just believe, all things are possible. And I declare, as that father declared whose son was filled with those demons that threw him on fires and threw him on water that tried to destroy him, Lord, and I can understand because the enemy, God, tries to throw us in fires and does throw us in fires at times. The enemy, God, he tries to flood us and tries to drown us, God, with our sorrows, with our heartache, God, in our finances, Lord. But I declare right now, God, that you are the living God, and I know that you can, and I know that you will save us, and I know that you would heal us, and I know that you would deliver us, Lord. And if there's any doubt in me, God, help thine my unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. You are a God that makes impossibilities possible. And there's nothing too hard for you. We may be in circumstances or situations in our lives that seem impossible to men. But your word tells us with men, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And I'm so grateful that the greater one lives in me. And because your greatness lives in me and your spirit lives in me and your power lives in me, I'm able to be more than an overcomer. I declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I declare that I am great and I am mighty because the God who lives inside of me helps me to do great and marvelous things. And so, Lord, we can't let this day go by without seeking your face. I'm even grateful for this time of prayer as I'm in another area code, another location, another time zone. Lord, I'm sacrificing like Mother McCowan sacrificing, several others that join us in our call, sacrificing earlier for this early morning prayer. But I'm grateful, God, that you honor our sacrifices, that our labor is not in vain. Help us to continue to remain steadfast, knowing that our sacrifices are not in vain, that you honor our sacrifices, Lord, and I pray that our sacrifice and our worship and our adoration comes before you as a sweet-smelling savor. God, come in right now and inhabit the praises of your people, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are a great and mighty God. There is no name like your name, God. Your name is so powerful that the righteous can run into your name and find safety. There is healing in your name. There is deliverance in your name. There is breakthrough in your name, God. There is greater in your name. And so we love you, God, and we offer unto you our praise. We give you adoration, God, because there is none like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, God. We glorify you and we lift you up today because your word declares if we lift you up, you'll draw all men unto you. Draw us nearer to thee right now, precious Savior, as we lift you up. Great and mighty is our God. Magnificent and wonderful is our King. There's nobody like our Savior. And your love is so overwhelming and your love is so all-consuming. And so allow us to bask in the glory of your love today. As we continue, as we submit our bodies to you as a living sacrifice on our day of communion, fasting, we pray that you would anoint us. We pray that you would empower us. We pray that you would strengthen us today. We pray that you would allow us to speak life. And God, we pray that you would allow us to stand strong against impossible situations. For God, you are greater than anything that this world would throw our way. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fret, because those are the things that impossibility brings with him. He brings doubt. He brings fear. He brings despair. He brings lack. He brings confusion. He tries to come into the battle with all these weapons, but I declare right now that no weapon that the enemy may form against us shall prosper. I'm not worried by fear, because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm not worried about a lack of resources, because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches up in glory. I'm not worried about confusion, because as long as I keep my mind stayed on you, you'll keep me in perfect peace. You'll give me clarity of mind. You'll give me an understanding and direction, Lord, because I won't lean into my own understanding, but in every way, all my ways, I will acknowledge you, and you will direct my pathways. And I'm grateful, God, that I don't have to fear, I don't have to fret, and I don't have to worry. Victory shall be mine today, not tomorrow, not next week, but I thank you for the victory in my life today. I thank you for the victory over impossibilities today. I'm grateful that I know that my God can handle the impossible. Our scripture on our bulletin on Sunday, Lord, said you begin at impossibilities. The situation has to become impossible for you to step in. And Lord, I'm so daring enough to believe you and daring enough to trust you. I'm audacious enough to trust you, God, because I'm looking for you to do the impossible things in my life. Lord, I'm not satisfied with the norm, God. You woke me up this morning, Lord, and I know that it seems like that's the norm, but God, you have something greater in store for me today. And it may seem like it's impossible, but Lord, I believe that there's nothing impossible for a great and mighty God like you. And so bless us today. Lead us today. Guide us in all of our thoughts and all of our ways today. And we're looking forward to the victory over impossibility today. He shall not get your glory, but all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise shall be thine. Help thou thine, our unbelief. I added extra thou's and thine. Help our unbelief, God, in every area of our lives, so that your wonder-working power can work on our behalf. But without faith, it's impossible to please God, but it's by faith that we have access to you, believing that you can do anything but fail. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing, and we thank you for all that you're going to do on our behalf. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.